AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Interstate 95 near Bangor, Maine is a mess. More than 40 vehicles crashed, and police say at least 14 people were injured. One trooper described the scene as a giant pile of metal. Some snow was on the ground at the time of the crash. A state police spokesman says some of the injuries in Maine are serious. Snow is in the forecast in Atlanta. Mayor Kasim Reed wants to see staggered closing so there isn't gridlock getting out of town before it starts snowing.
It's our goal for everyone in the city of Atlanta and hopefully beyond to be where you're going to be for tonight by 4 p.m. today.
Storms are expected to bring snow from Texas to Delaware. Even with a partial shutdown looming at the Department of Homeland Security, the AP's Jerry Bodlander reports a funding proposal looks to be going nowhere.
Nearly 10 times over the course of 90 seconds, House Speaker John Boehner was asked various ways if the House will go along with a Senate plan to fund the Department of Homeland Security without the immigration provisions that conservative Republicans want and that Democrats oppose.
I don't know what the Senate's capable of passing, and until I see what they're going to pass, no decision has been made on the House side.
One conservative labeled the approach unveiled by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell a surrender plan. The department's funding runs out Friday at midnight. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The parole board in Georgia says it will not spare the life of the only woman on the state's death row. Kelly Renee Gissendander is supposed to be executed tonight for killing her husband. The Supreme Court is indicating it will side with a Muslim woman who didn't get hired by clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch because she wore a black headscarf that conflicted with the company's dress code in her job interview. And TJX, the company that owns TJ Maxx, is going to give its workers at least a $9 an hour raise. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are slightly higher. The Dow is up about 16 points. A mosque near Bethlehem was torched. Hebrew graffiti was found on the wall that said revenge. The AP's Daniel Estrin reports this is in line with so-called price tag attacks in revenge for anti-settlement efforts in the West Bank.
This is part of a pattern that has taken place in recent years. Israeli extremists, a fringe group, has targeted mosques, churches, Palestinian vehicles, pro-peace groups in Israel, and even Israeli military bases. And it's a way for them to protest Israeli government actions against settlement activity.
A group of experts appointed by Japan's prime minister met for the first time today to talk about what the prime minister should say in a statement marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. There's speculation Shinzo Abe may water down previous government apologies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.